It all started one evening at the dinner table. I had been pondering a question that seemed simple enough but had somehow eluded a proper answer. Why do people kiss instead of shaking hands? So, as the family gathered for supper, I decided to ask.
Why do people kiss each other?
That's right, little sunbeam. Start something. The family's too peaceful tonight.
Bill, of course, was the first to speak. He always had a knack for turning serious questions into jokes.
Ye gods, the child is lost. Last night it was love, and tonight kissing? Who's the lucky one, Toots? Toots, I ask you, could anyone bear a name like that?
Listen, I said dramatically. I'm no mere child anymore. I have a deeper understanding of life than you give me credit for.
Why do you ask such silly questions?
Why do you ask such silly questions? Because I'm a searcher after truth. I see people kissing everywhere. Friends, family, even strangers. Why not shake hands instead?
Search me, kidlet. I'm too young and inexperienced to answer you.
I ignored him, of course. Bill's mental capacity couldn't challenge even a flea.
I continued explaining how kissing seemed so common yet curious to me.
Well, I can answer that one easily. A kiss is the only receipt I get for all the hard-earned cash I hand out. Even Mother, who usually seized every chance to lecture him, let this one slide. Aw, kissing's just what makes girls silly. It's only for their kissing games.
But then, the conversation took a turn. Mr. Jack, Sister May's admirer, spoke softly, almost as if the words were meant just for her.
A kiss is a woman's pledge of faith.
It's merely another manner of greeting, like shaking hands.
Their exchange left the room unusually quiet. But as the evening wore on, I found myself thinking deeply about what everyone had said.
Later that night, I wrote in my journal, "Kissing is a habit that grows. The first kiss leaves a memory, the second a desire, the third a restless hope, and before you know it, the habit grows."
Perhaps it's not just a gesture. It's a memory, a connection, and sometimes a whisper of faith.